Hey everybody, today I watched 7 minutes 28 through 35. This film is directed by David Fincher and stars Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow, and some other folks. This segment of the film, this is part 5 out of 18. This segment begins in the middle of Somerset's research at the library. And it wasn't a book called The Seven Sins. He wrote a list of books about the seven sins. And those those books are Dante's Purgatory, The Canterbury Tales, The Parson's Tale, and Dictionary of Catholicism. And he underlined Catholicism on his note there. Some quotes that we see briefly on screen are or partial quotes really, to tear his flesh, and seven children slain. Those are the two that stood out to me. So he leaves his research. There's a bunch of illustrations that he makes copies of. He puts it all in an envelope and leaves it on Mill's desk. So now, Wednesday, we don't see a crime scene on this day, but it's pretty strongly implied that that's what Mills is coming out from investigating. It's raining again. He gets in his car and has a little bit of a frustrated fit. I believe we're meant to assume that a third murder has taken place. And he's frustrated by the one book that he started reading, Dante's Inferno, and one of the officers comes and knocks on his window, gives him a bag, inside a bunch of Cliff's notes. So he'll have an easier time getting caught up on all of these different pieces of literature. Next scene, we are back at the station, and Mills is bringing his stuff in to take his new office, which is Somerset's old office. So there's a little bit of jockeying around in there, clearing space for him and all that, and he gets a phone call. It's from his wife. Mills gets a phone call, and she asks to speak to Somerset, and he gets invited to dinner that night. So we head off to dinner. We see a little bit more of his life at home, and we learn his first name is David, David Mills, and his wife is named Tracy, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, and we learn Somerset's first name is William, and Tracy introduces them. David meet William. William meet David. Since they only know they're referred to each other as their last names up to this point. It is a nice little moment. I enjoyed that. And he refers to kids, and she says they're in their room, and they're not kids. They're a bunch of dogs, like three dogs, maybe more. So he goes in there and is playing with the dogs, and Tracy and Somerset talk about how she met David, and they're high school sweethearts, and he comments on how it's rare to find that level of commitment after she mentions that she knew he'd be the one that she marries after their first date. So it was a nice conversation. This scene ends in the middle of it as she's preparing a salad. And, so we'll see what happens next. Again, not a lot of action, in this segment. Actually, none at all as far as seeing, crime scenes or new evidence or anything like that. It's just a lot of, the research is pretty important, but, more so we get a lot of character development and insight into Mills's personal life. There's a piece of music that's playing in their apartment when they arrive, and it is Trouble Man by Marvin Gaye. And I looked, I wasn't familiar with this song, so I looked it up. It's actually the title track, or the theme for a film called Trouble Man. I think it's 1972. I forgot to write down that part. It's a 1972, maybe, film directed by Ivan Dyson, and it stars Robert Hooks as Mr. T. Not the Mr. T we know, star of the A-Team, but the original Mr. T, as the Wikipedia article suggests he's referred to as. So this is... This might be important for this film. I don't know if the connection there is a purposeful connection with the themes of the song and the film, or if it's just a good song that that the filmmakers wanted to put in there. Let me read some of the synopsis from the Wikipedia page about Trouble Man, the film. An inner-city point man is on the run from both the cops and the crooks in this streetwise drama. T, or Mr. T, played by Robert Hooks, is a combination pool shark, private detective, and all-purpose ghetto fixer who operates out of a billiards parlor in South Central Los Angeles. I kind of want to go watch this movie. I should track this movie down and watch it. T has done well for himself. He drives a fancy car, wears expensive suits, and lives in an upscale apartment. But he also looks out for folks on the block, has lukewarm connections with both police and gangsters, and knows how to tell the good guys from the bad guys on either side of the law. T is approached by Chalky, played by Paul Winfield, and his partner, Pete, Ralph, played by Ralph Waite, who run a floating dice game in the neighborhood. Chalky tells T they've been ripped off by a band of thieves several nights running, and they want to hire him to find out who the masked stick-up men are. T takes it as a routine assignment and is willing to do the job for the right price. However, it turns out Chalky and Pete are trying to take down rival crime kingpin Big, played by Julius Harris, and have pinned T with the killing of one of Big's underlings who was shot during a dice game robbery. T was present at the holdup. T is blamed for the crime by both Big and Police Captain Joe Marks, played by Bill Smithers, setting off a series of cunning twists and confrontations. T is determined to survive at the expense of the rival groups. Trouble Man also stars Paulette Kelly as T's love interest and features an original score by Marvin Gaye. Okay, so that was the entire synopsis from Wikipedia. But I think that sounds like a pretty interesting job. Now that I've read through it, maybe not a whole lot of connection to this film other than being a crime story. I'm definitely interested to see it, and I should listen to the song just on its own, or at least look up the lyrics. The song continues. I don't think it just suddenly stops at this point, so I might talk about it a little bit more in part six. This song is also featured in a couple other films. One is Four Brothers, starring Mark Wahlberg, and that's the only person I can remember who's in that. And Captain America Winter Soldier. I don't know which part of the film in either of those that the film that the song is presented, but I remember Four Brothers being pretty good. I think I've seen it. Or maybe I'm thinking of Three Kings. Oh, shoot. I don't know. And Captain America Winter Soldier is... it's in my top couple of Marvel movies, one of my favorites. So check out those movies, check out Seven, check out Trouble Man. I'm gonna have to see if that's available as streaming somewhere. I do want to watch it. And most importantly, keep watching Seven along with me. Next up, minutes 35 through 42. I don't know what comes up next, but let me know what you think about this film by tweeting me at jkire. That's jkire. And be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.